Good rest of the families, and we are looking forward to complete the outstanding work. Today we are going to deal with two items. Matila.
Thank you, Chair. I want to move that we elect the chairperson of this meeting today.
Come again?
That we elect that you become the chairperson of this meeting today.
I'm Jack. I second that, Honorable Matila. We are going to deal with two items, the briefing on the program and the briefing on the legislation that has been referred to the committee. The briefing on the program will be done by Moss, and then Mfuku will brief the committee on the legislation. I don't know who's ready to start, Moss.
Thank you, Chairperson. Honorable members, welcome to our first meeting, and compliments for the new system. Without any waste of time, I'll allow our content advisor to brief members on our revised committee program and legislation.
Good morning, honorable members. First, let me just give an update on the referrals that were forwarded to the committee. Currently, there are four notices of Section 106 of the Municipal Systems Act. We have received a notice of, in terms of Section 106 of the Local Government Municipal Systems Act, that there are allegations of fraud, corruption, and serious malpractices in Kangala District Municipality, as well as in Mbombela and Kavandeke municipalities. Those are three municipalities in Mpumalanga. And then the last one, in terms of Section 106, is in Eastern Cape. The MEC there tabled various 106 to around a number of municipalities, and subsequently they have appointed the SIU as well as PricewaterhouseCoopers to investigate various malpractices in terms of corruption. The investigations are ongoing, and then later they will be coming to this committee to brief on the conclusion and the finality of those investigations. The second part is with regards to an update of our community program. If we all look at the community program in front of us.
Honorable Gunda.
Actually, before it goes to the community program, I just want through you, Chair, that they must the municipality is just talking about in the Eastern Cape. I want to name that municipality, and then I had a question about because I don't hear them talk about the Mier municipality, and my understanding is that Mier municipality in the Northern Cape is under administration. So I don't know what's happening there. Can they just clear us on that also, Chair, please?
Okay, thank you, Chair. In Eastern Cape, there are around 20 municipalities, and those investigations relate to procurement, housing, fraud, and corruption. We have the list of those municipalities. And then with regards to Northern Cape, we didn't officially receive the memorandum from the chairperson of the NCOMP. So that is why we could not incorporate that in our...
Chair, this is very strange. The Mier municipality was placed last year by the new MEC of COPTA in the Northern Cape.
But, Honorable, in the absence of the matter being referred to the committee by the chairperson,
okay,
we can deal with it.
All right, thank you, Chair.
Okay.
Honorable Chair, what we will do, we will go in and investigate and talk to our NCOP colleagues. Fortunately, Bebe, the one that received these notices, I will interact with them after this meeting. if I go back to our community program, the program.
No, Matila.
Thank you, Chair. This is very serious. You can't have 20 municipalities in the Eastern Cape having such problems. It is important that, in terms of our own program, Chair, when we discuss the program, that we have a briefing from the MEC and the department in as far as the Eastern Cape is concerned. Yeah. If need be, we'll ask that we have an oversight visit there too, Chair. Thank you.
Honorable Gunda.
Chair, I supported Honorable Matila about the MEC in the department. I also support his oversight visit. Seeing that we time is not in our hands, I think it will be good if the Secretary and the Content Advisor can find out from those people when are they available for to come and see the committee. It will be, because 20 municipalities, Chair, it's a serious case there, Chair.
Okay. Continue.
Okay. No, Chair, we have noted that we will probably find the slot and we know that this matter is very serious. Chairperson, if we look at the program, on page 1, on the 28th of March, on the 4th of February, in fact, is the current meeting. On the 4th February, we will be revising this program, incorporating the comments that have been made in terms of calling those MSCs to update the committee on the seriousness of those investigations. And then also remember, there's a legislation that has been referred to the committee in terms of Section 76. It's the Public Administration Management Bill. On the 11th of February, we'll have the negotiating mandate meeting in terms of that bill. And following that, on the 13th of February, there will be the State of the Nation address. The final mandate on the PEM bill will be on the 18th of February. And then on the 25th,
Chair, I'm speaking maybe under correction. I'm not sure. I think I must just check my emails again. I think I received an email from the Northern Cape concerning the PEM bill. It looks like they have changed their date. I'm not sure, but I'll check my emails and I will come back to the Secretary and the Content Advisor, because I was doing the briefing on that PEM bill last week in the Northern Cape. And yesterday I saw something on my email and I just opened it and I closed it again, because it looks like they changed the date. It's not no longer the same date that they said when we were in when I was in the Northern Cape on Friday. It doesn't look like they'll use the same date. So I just want to, but I'll come back today to the Secretary and the Content Advisor concerning the date. I just want to make that clear. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chairperson. Yes, Chair. The Secretariat received an apology from Northern Cape to state that they won't be ready to submit negotiating mandate to our committee program. Reasons being, all the legislation, Section 76, that were sent to the province, they've been scheduled for public hearing on the 11th. So meaning Northern Cape won't be ready on the 11th to submit the negotiating mandate. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, the item on the 25th of February emanates from the oversight experience that the committee undertake in terms of Section 139. There were various observations that were made, particularly on capacity constraint in municipalities. So
The rationale behind that meeting was to say we have the stakeholders, that is local government CETA, the Department of Education, Department of COCTA, DPSA, and National Treasury. All of them, they do capacity training to municipalities. I think the rationale is behind that, why these stakeholders can coordinate their training so that they are target-based. Remember, for example, in our recommendation on 139, we have identified that, for example, SALCA should do a training on councillors in terms of their role. So we want that undertaking so that municipalities are assisted. And the second page.
Honorable Matila.
Can we just get some clarity? Are all these departments coming to brief us?
Yes.
Okay.
And on the second page is just the formalities in terms of the 2nd and the 10th of January will be the leave period, was the leave period. The 13th to 24th January was the constituency period. But particularly in terms of our program, on the 4th of March, there will be a summit on the demarcation processes and challenges. Following the briefing that we have with the demarcation board, we felt that let's have a summit that will involve broader stakeholders like the MECs who are involved in these demarcation processes. Remember, there are challenges currently with the border and then the various protests that are underway are a result of demarcation. So that meeting emanates from the briefing that we have with the demarcation board. On the 11th of March, we'll be finalizing the PM bill. So that is the program for the term.
Thank you very much. Honorable members, any comment on the program? Honorable Matila, Honorable Gunda.
Chair, I move for the adoption.
Honorable
with the amendments.
Chair, I second the proposal with amendments because I think there's some other legislation is on its way. This program might slightly change. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we will find out tomorrow from the chairperson of the NCOP and other things that are still coming to this committee. But it's of utmost importance, Chair, that the committees must now, like COCTA and security, must now prioritize anything concerning legislation so that we can finalize everything, Chair, because there are a lot of bills still coming to the NCOP. I just want to bring this under the attention of the Secretary and the Chair of the Committee. Thank you, Chair. But otherwise, I support the proposal of Honorable Matila.
Thank you, Honorable Gunda. Honorable members, lastly, we have three members who have joined the committee. Two are not here. Honorable Boshoff from Mpumalanga has replaced Honorable Mazin. Welcome, ma'am. And Honorable Broto and Mahate are also going to be part of a committee, but they are not here. Honorable members, this then brings us to the end of the meeting. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you.